The common road seems just like a dream. It's a mystery to me. It fills me within when we're together. Oh, baby, can't you see?
I'd like to feel the passion to the point of no return. Will be full reaction. I'm gonna take you in my arms.
You're taking me to the point of no return. Wah-ha-ha, wah-ha-ha-ha. Wah-ha-ha-ha, wah-ha-ha.
A jam,
nigga. I don't even know what song. What year did that song come out?
Effing jam.
When did that come out? 1987, nigga.
Yeah, we was alive.
Breathing and shit.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Blackest Show About Nothing is Jaden XD.
Wagwan. What the? Wagwan.
Yes.
See, I told you it's more than usual today.
Oh my gosh. It is getting closer to Labor Day.
It is, but it's been hot outside, so niggas should know how to act by now. We are living in a special time that I don't want to talk about because I'm over it.
We are in a post-blueprint society.
Yes, we are.
You know, I don't know what to... Listen.
I told you, anytime I hear anything, anti-vax, vax, mask, I just don't...
Listen.
I don't want to fucking hear it.
I know.
I'm just going to live in my house and order my Costco.
Yeah, that's literally all you can do. Just live in your bubble, you know, and just fuck what everybody else says and protect yourself, whatever that means.
Yeah, I really am Bubble Boy from Seinfeld. Angry. Just cussing niggas out for breathing. Just.
Right.
Bubble Boy. It's your girl. How are you?
I'm okay. I've been super tired.
It's this double blue full moon in Aquarius, nigga. I know.
That's what that is.
Yeah, man.
I knew the planets were fucked, nigga, somehow in some way.
I know somebody out there is like, what the fuck did you just say? It's not Listen. For you. It's not your business if you don't understand. But nigga,
right?
Just
right.
Know if some shit is going down for you right now, or like you're just feeling deeply, many things, exhausted, you know, whatever. It's a double full moon, blue moon in Aquarius.
That makes sense. I feel weary. I feel like a Tracy Chapman song. Like, I'm just so
Give me
like,
one reason to stay here. That's how I feel every day.
Exactly. Yeah. Gosh, like, and this I'll morning woke up and felt like around. The Scientist by Coldplay. It was just like, God damn, I'm tired.
A whole Coldplay intro.
Dun, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun,
just sitting there
dun.
Blankly. With my B-day stare.
Right now, I feel like I'm in an endless, you know, bodega. Like, just, I'm in, like, this endless bodega music right now. Just, but it's on repeat. So, imagine that.
Oh, that's my personal hell.
But it is Virgo season, nigga.
It is. So, yes. You know, shout out to all of you, you know, Virgos out there. What is that? Are y'all a ramp? No, that's Capricorn.
No,
what is a Virgo?
We're a lady.
A lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're the only lady in the, you know, shit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, work. A human.
Shit, yeah, a human. Humane.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a lady. So,
okay.
Shout out to us.
I don't
us.
Know what, you know, Virgos, I know that you guys are, you know, you guys like being organized and, you know.
That's the stereotype. That proves to be true many times.
And you keep to yourselves, you know, you guys like to stay low and build.
Highly critical. Of self and others.
Yeah. Like, damn, am I a Virgo too? Shit.
You're an earth sign. so together we judge. But
that's fair. That's
said fair. Said we judge. We judge together.
I judge, you judge, we judge together. Say, I judge, you judge, we judge together.
Just the judging us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. You and I.
You and I. How was your week?
It was good. I went to that Van Gogh immersive shit twice.
The what now?
You all have it there, too, and I think San Francisco has. I think a couple cities got it. The Van Gogh immersive exhibit? I don't know what I would call that. But essentially, it's I went with Fran and Crystal, and then I went with Noah and Tristan. And what they've done is, because, you know, I'm not really interested in... Van Gogh. I told my dad about it. His first reaction was like, "He's like Van Gogh." He's like, "Nigga, I don't care about that." He was like, "This the shit on top of the 16th Chapel. Now that's impressive."
Critical, a tourist.
But what was really cool about it, even if you're not into Van Gogh's art, because I mean, you know, it's a white man from the Netherlands, which again, they are the quiet Osiris of this shit as well. They was right alongside mm-hmm. with the Brits. But you know, even if you're not into his shit like that, basically what they did was, and I want to say it took maybe a decade for them to do this exhibit. They've taken his art and put it in motion picture. So if you'll see the painting, the leaves in the painting move. And they put this beautiful, I think it was an Italian composer who put this soundtrack together to go along with the moving art. And it goes from floor to ceiling on projectors around the entire room. And it's like three rooms. So these big ass rooms where you've got all this art, moving art being projected onto the walls, and the music accompanies that. So it's a cool experience, especially nigga, if you're on psilocybin.
I was gonna ask, that sounds like a trip.
Oh yeah, no,
it's a good ways one than though. One.
I don't, which by the way, I don't think there's anything such thing as bad trips. You know, people be like, I had a bad trip.
Oh no, I've witnessed a bad trip.
You know, okay, maybe from time to time, you know, if a nigga doesn't know, somebody sprinkled a little angel dust in his blood or something. But, like, when it comes
to
shrooms, go ahead.
To be fair, well, when I first did shrooms, I did it with whites.
Oh, well, that's...
And I had a good time. The other guy had a good time, but the other guy did not have a good time.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
He probably was in a dark place in his life. Let me hip you to something real quick, friend.
Well, he was from Boston.
I know, but I know the sad of Boston. Abe, enter some sad Boston music.
Like the Rizzoli and Al Stevens song, but make it sad.
something with the Tea Party, nigga. I don't know. Just depressing. Something with strings. Depressing strings.
Depressing river dance.
Boston is a chilly old town when the autumn comes. The leaves turn brown and a breath of rain comes down on me.
Woo, my dad's from Boston, nigga. I know Boston. He's from Roxbury Orchard Park Project. Stand up. Actually, stand up because they actually demolished them. But home of New Edition and my father. But let me, okay, so I don't do this talk often because I keep my business my business. But let me just tell you this. And I'm not going to say all. I'm going to say a lot. A lot of the people that you did shrooms with, they do a lot of drugs. Designer and earthbound.
Well, for context, I was with whites who are of the Grace Under Fire quality.
Oh, give me another one.
Like like a Roseanne type. Oh, like the Connors.
That sounds like you.
Like yeah, you were like trying. It was. No, like if the Simpsons were live cast. Mm-mm.
That went wrong in many ways, but
I was in college.
We all try
things in college.
Yes,
people, girls.
Yes, all of it.
It's literally the same thing.
Sometimes white girls try you, and you'd be like, uh-uh. "You smell like but." What I'm saying to you is sometimes I find many times with them, they enjoy doing drugs, designer and otherwise, because they enjoy the euphoric feelings, right? Which is where shroom, humor, and all these things come from.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is not for play. That is for you to get to the shit. It's essentially a poison in your body that is supposed to have effects that help you to either get to the root of certain things you may be trying to address, for you to connect to spirit, so forth and so on. There's many uses for it, but it's not for the faint of heart. What I find with them a lot of times is they like to use I'd say drugs for lack of a better term right now, because it's all mixed up. But they like to use these to get to the shit and to have a good time. And they want to skip the hard work that is supposed to come from either a psilocybin or an ayahuasca trip or so forth and so on. So what they like to put on it is a bad trip, right? But you're supposed to enter these spaces in a very intentional way. And so when they are not entering, and this is not, you did this shit in college, nigga, I have shroomed for recreation with niggas I shouldn't have. So this is not, it has nothing to do with you.
Oh, yeah.
But I find that they don't like to get to the hard work that comes along with doing this, right? This is not just you going and hugging trees and seeing eyeballs in the sky. Like, you know, this is some shit. And sometimes it's not pleasant, but it not being pleasant doesn't necessarily make it a bad trip. And I think that when they sometimes experience, what in the holy fuck is happening today?
Yeah. The blinds.
And they're like creeping. They're like, she creeps, bo 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 bo.
Maybe it's the Bokeem Woodbine appreciation parade.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
like Labor Day, but for Bokeem Woodbine.
Yeah, as people drown and die.
Oh my god!
Oh, I mean, clearly, sirens.
Oh. Maybe a cat is stuck in a tree.
And take all that to get a cat. Well, it is New York Police Department.
I was about to say something and realize how terrible that was going to come out, so I'm not going to do that. But
shout out to New York having our first woman governor.
Yes. Yeah. He going to tweet the other day, tomorrow at 1 p.m. I have a press release, a press conference, and blah, blah, blah. And Amber tweeted. She was like, you don't even go here anymore.
Right. Like, he is, like, the worst nigga to quit a job ever. Like, you know how, like, when niggas put their 2 weeks in. You know, he's the type to graduate high school and still come back the very next year and every year after that.
Yes, yeah. And the one who hangs out with the other high school kids, because that's what put him here in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's the Jay.
Yeah, exactly.
Out of the Adnan and Jay situation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, did we talk about your week?
No, but I don't think anything really happened to me. I've been self-quarantining.
Okay.
Because, you know, we went out.
Responsibility. You know,
no Kardashian collection up in here.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Me and 40 of my closest friends.
So, I haven't done anything. It's just been a blah several days. Shout out to Andrea from the winner of Making the Cut. She heard us. But yes, you know.
Oh wait, she says she's not getting the hips.
Yeah.
Good, yeah. Sis, stay grounded.
Yeah. 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 So, you know, shout out to you. Love your clothes. So glad a black woman won.
Hell yeah.
And you deserved it too.
Absolutely.
Not to say that other people weren't talented, but you really deserved it.
I saw some cute ass. I need to go finish this order.
You know I've been trying to figure out, you know, I want to get fit, and then I'm also I should just embrace the rolls and curves and back rolls that I have, you know,
not really.
Like on some body posy shit, because I just working out, I'm just really not, you know. People are like, you should work out for health. I'm like, no, that's dumb. Yeah. So, you know,
yeah, I'm
people. Yeah.
I'm also in body purgatory.
Yeah, that's
where I'm
at.
I don't care enough to be in the gym because I'm not I don't have that much vanity, but I also just want to be healthy, and you know, I just do what I want when I feel like it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm in body purgatory because it's I care enough to not eat too crazy, but I don't care enough to work out like that.
Yeah. It's very Beyonce. Well, I care. I know you don't care too much. But.
And even then, what I eat is still not the greatest. It's just, it could be worse.
I don't eat bad. Eat bad. I eat what I want when I want to, and then I just try to balance it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I try. You know, I will say, it is easier to eat better when you are at home. I will say,
for sure,
it's easier, more difficult, because it's you can control within your food or whatever, but if I have to see one more damn dish that I have to wash, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can't put all your dishes in the dishwasher because you can't put your pots and pans in there. Which, by the way, my caraway came.
How much do you love it? What color did you get again?
OMGZ. I got the cream color set.
Sexy.
And if you guys don't know, it's Caraway Home. This is not an ad or sponsorship. This is just, queens talking about lunch. So, so it is a ceramic cookware, nonstick cookware, because, you know, nonstick cookware with Teflon, it eventually rubs off in your food, and, you know, you don't necessarily want to ingest Teflon, you know what I mean?
It's stainless steel, ceramic coated.
Yeah, caraway is. So, and they have beautiful, deep, rich colors. Mm. They have homosexual colors like marigold and terracotta.
I got sage.
I got the cream. And it comes with like these organizers and, mm-hmm. and lid things, which is so cute. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it doesn't hang. It's not able to hang where I keep my stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I'm able to organize it in those little thingy majiggers. It is so cute.
Let me tell you something. I've had my Caraway Home set. Again, this ain't no ad. I've had my Caraway Home set for some month, maybe a year now. Mm. They're like the only pots I use outside of my cast iron now. I mean, in my liquor set. I started getting rid of like my other pots and stuff because I don't even use them. I keep my large stock pot. The only thing I wish they had, and hopefully they're listening and will heed, I just want them to get a small sauce pot. They have the medium mm-hmm. sauce pot, like your average size, but I want them to just put a small sauce pot, saucepan. You don't even have to put it in the set, just something separate for me to purchase.
I also want them to come out with bakeware.
Oh yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. But you can bake in what you have.
Yes, that's very true, but I'm not trying to bake a cake in my little Dutch oven they give.
No. I like baking in silicone now though. I prefer to bake my bakewares. I mean I obviously have my stainless steel, but I prefer silicone a lot of times with muffins and shit like that because it just right on out.
Yeah. Oh, well, I have a Silplat. Mm-hmm. So, like, that I put under, so, like, because it's like a thing from a kid. You know how I said I don't really like church cake?
Yeah.
But it's because...
Wait, which church
cake? It took me forever in general. But, like...
No 7 remember, up, no soccer I'm about to me.
No, and I'm going to tell you why I don't care for it, because I finally was able to put words to it. You know how when you bake, it caramelizes, you know, mm-hmm. between the thing or whatever. I don't necessarily like all the caramelization of, you know, of the browning of it. Like sometimes it'll get too caramelized or it'll just become like burnt or just not tasty. So what I've done. So like as a kid, you know, you have all these church cakes. I would taste a lot of like the caramelization that I just wasn't a fan of. So, or like the crustiness. So now that I have like a Silplat, so like what I make, a Silplat is just a silicone mat that you put on your cookie sheet to bake. Mm-hmm. And so it eliminates that caramelization for me. So mm-hmm. therefore I could enjoy like biscuits and stuff without the really brown bottom. It's borderline like not having crust on sandwiches.
That's fair. I mean, I know that, you know, a good bundt cake of any kind, socket to me, lemon, 7 Up, whatever, has a small crust. Mm-hmm. But I don't mind it, and if it's burnt, then taste the way that you said it does. Well, nigga, that's a person who can't, but I find, I used to have some of those friends, and they, you know, would have real churchy families, and they'd come over to eat, okay, and they'd be like, my mama can throw down, but she couldn't.
Man, mm-hmm. you ain't said nothing but a MFing word.
I'm like, wow, my little sister cooks better than your mom. Like, yeah. I'm trying to understand what you've been eating all your life for you to think that mm-hmm. this is just peak.
Yeah, Jada XT's corner. Yeah. I understand, and I think we've said this before. We've been doing this show for a long time, mm-hmm. but it bears repeating. Just because your Mima or your Ma or your TT Lola Nana,
yeah.
makes the best whatever
to you
9 times out of 10 it will only be the best to you.
And don't come to me with no bullshit like, oh man, my mama makes the best lima beans, like she makes the best mixed vegetables. Get the fuck out of here.
Chef what? Chef who? Chef what? Chef who? Chef what? So you say that you can cook. We're going to see if you can cook. Can your mama cook?
Come to me with some shit, nigga. Tell me your mother makes the best banana pudding. And I appreciate people who are like, my mom's not the greatest cook, but she has mastered this one dish. And usually that one dish is really good, right? It's when they say overall, oh, she can throw down. A lot of times, not all the time, because I've met the ones who can throw down. Santana's mother, I will eat anything she puts in front of me. Because she cooks like my mother. I will eat anything she puts in front of me. I will eat it, except for chitlins. I'm not eating anybody's of those. You know,
yeah,
my grandma, I will not eat anything she puts in front of me. I called my grandma the other day and I was like, what you doing, grandma? And she was like, oh, I just, you know, made me a croissant with a hot dog and an egg and some cheese. And I was like, what in the fuck? I called my mother and I was like, my grandma is making croissants, first of all. What the fuck? With hot dogs, eggs, and cheese. And my mother was like, you know my mother can't cook.
Yo.
And I think that's why my mother's food is so good, because my grandma couldn't cook. But I can also, I am not biased enough to say, oh, my grandma, no. I told you all, it would be oil on top of her spaghetti. There were very few things that she could throw down. Yeah, no, nigga, my grandma cannot cook.
No.
She cannot cook. And I have to say that. It would be, she could make you cheese grits. She could make tea cakes. And she can heat up a mean bagel bite, but got them perfectly toasted. But
I know.
No. Let me tell you, my wife. She can't cook. If I thought she could read, I would find a book. But all she knows how to do is a fuss and holler. She don't even know how to boil water. Let me tell you.
I know we're gonna cover this on Patreon, but I hollered at Love After Lockup when they had that dinner party and they had pizza rolls and frozen Tyson chicken.
Those frozen Tyson buffalo chicken tenders, nigga. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Let me tell you something. Because they was in the kitchen, like they was really about to get ready for guests, and all you hear is the metal pan, the sheet pan, and it's like clunk, 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 of all the frozen shit hitting the fucking pan. With no parchment, nigga. It wasn't no, they didn't spray no shit on it or nothing. No Pam.
None.
It was nothing. But you must go to Patreon to hear the rest of that.
Speaking of which, please go to jadenxd.com and sign up. We have a comedy special that we produce that we're premiering on September 18th. And to get exclusive access for free, log on to jadenxd.com and sign up.
And absolutely.
Yeah, sign up. Also, subscribe to Patreon, because there you will get your first look and some exclusives at our comedy project. Let's take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. So today we are going to be opening Addie, the historical doll. Back in the beginning of January, I went to the American Girl Place Chicago to pick up Kira, and I wanted to get Addie along with Kira.
And we're black, you know, talking about stuff.
Yeah. So I just figured, you know, like, we'll do bedtime with Noah on JadenXD sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, you know, since I came with the heat last week, not my own heat, the literature heat that we are involved in. I said, well, let me just keep updating these niggas as to what's going on with Addie, because I forgot. So I figured, you know, I'd do a service to the community and keep you all updated and refreshed as to what happened with Addie as well.
Okay. I'm nervous.
So, you know, her and her mama ran. They really left that baby.
The baby got bad vibes.
The baby got bad vibes. But they left it with auntie, I forget her name, and Uncle Sal. Lula. Mm-hmm. Is it Lula? They left him. So the baby's going to be working and, you know, living in the kitchen. And she's going to be raised by the old people. And they're going to make sure she's good or whatever. Right? Because the hopes is that, they, you know, slavery is going to be over soon. Because that's another thing I didn't realize. This is around
soon,
the time.
Very soon.
That there were already many freed slaves throughout the United States. But it was some of these deep Confederates that were still holding on. I mean, obviously we know that part of it. But I didn't realize that the Addie stories took place in the time when many were free.
Yeah. That explains her having getting to learn how to read later.
I told you I forgot. So as I get refreshed, you get refreshed. So her and mom ran. They ran through. And, you know, she had to play a role real quick. She had to, like, pretend to be a little boy for these soldiers while they was half sleeping drunk. But she got them water, and then she went back into the dark night. Then they got to the old white lady's house. And the old white lady thought it was the little black boy who was with the Confederate soldiers, who the Confederate soldiers thought was Addie. Addie thought who Addie was. But so the old lady was like, shoot, get out of here, boy. I'm not giving you and your whites nothing. Essentially. She's like, fuck you, honkies. I'm not giving you shit. Tell them fucking soldiers to stop sending your black ass to my house. I'm not feeding you or them. And then Addie took her bonnet off and, or her hat off, and she was like, no, miss, I'm a girl. And I'm running. And she's like, oh shit, come inside. She let her and her mother in, and they got a bath, and it looked like, I imagine to be Suge Avery's bath water. Y'all remember what that looked like?
Oh god.
Because they were running. Oh, I mean, you know, they had to get the funk off of them, and she gave them fresh clothes.
It looked like beef stew.
Yeah, exactly.
It looked like consomme for mm-hmm. my beer. Yeah, beer, yeah.
Some of you niggas' bath water be looking like consomme when you love to show us your bath bombs or your fucking toes.
Yes, exactly.
Bitch, you need to pay attention to that soup you sitting in before you post this shit.
I know.
Why you don't pay attention to you sitting in soup? You don't see that?
And you know what? Yeah, and you know what kills me? People really lack self-awareness in the name of the gram.
Yeah, man.
Because it's like, A, you know, you have, like, people be like, you know, these murky bath water that they be taking pictures in or whatever. But also what kills me is, like when they be like, outfit check, and then you could see all, like, the mounds of clothes and, like, Cheez-It wrappers and, like, Plan B boxes and Pop-tarts. Shit strewed about on the fucking floor. It's just like, girl, get a Hoover.
What? Nigga. Clean up.
Yeah, it's always, and then niggas who have, like, you know, they all be skinny and wearing basketball shorts, and you always see the crusty socks and shit. It's just like, I know it smells like corn chips. Yes.
And it's not like kid junk, because I can get with kid junk. I totally get it. You know what I'm saying? Package it. You know, real life shit, sure. I'm not mad at that. But nigga, you're filthy. You got fucking goldfish and fruit by the foot in your goddamn bedroom.
And you're 28.
Right, in Lunchable boxes. Like, get the fuck out of here. Get
out of here.
Oh my gosh. So, Addie.
So she's free. So she almost free now. The old lady took him to the river, and they were about to get on the boat. And so we're going to find out. Are we about to hit book two? Me and Noah finished book one. So I'm going to keep y'all posted.
Okay, work.
Oh, my God.
If you didn't know, American Girl, the people who make the Addie dolls, have a playlist.
So a listener tweeted this to us today. And all plans for what we originally had went straight to shit because I took a literal 3-second gander at this playlist and said, oh my God, nigga, we have got to put this on the show. Brought to you by Spotify and the American Girl Doll Collection.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start?
Yeah. Well, for one, I want to say it's called Addie's Sunday Best Mix.
Yeah.
Which, you know, because, you know, black people on Sunday, that's our day, that's apparently.
Our day. Yeah.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Addie Walker puts her heart and soul into family. The same kind of soul you'll find in this soulful mix. Mm-hmm. Sit back, relax, and turn up the volume. Soul is one of those, like, thinly veiled words, like thug or whatever, that, they really want to say nigger.
Yes, like it's good, like, nigger music.
Yeah. Let's reread it. Addie Walker puts her heart and nigger into family. The same kind of nigger you will soon find in this
do it with color
mix. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Addie Walker puts her heart and colored into family. The same kind of colored you will find in this colored mix. Mm-hmm. 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 Exactly. Colored.
Colored.
Colored gal.
Colored. 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 Yeah. Colored. Remix it, Ice Tea. So yes. They started off really strong. It starts off really, really strong with Beyonce's Halo.
Which is fucked up, because that just means she did.
Oh, my God.
I mean...
I don't remember the last book.
You see what I mean?
I don't
know. Halo was about... what do you mean jump ahead? She's supposed to be alive, Jay.
Yeah, listen, let me tell you something. Me and Noah are binge reading right now, and I don't and I'm not loyal to nobody else who binge watching shit except for my child. And so therefore I'm gonna wait and I won't Google what happens to Addie. Man, no, fuck that, because Noah did it to me the other day.
That's like when people were like so bad the Underground got canceled. It was like, girl, you know what happens next?
What happened?
Slavery ended, kind of. She got free. She learned how to read. And she changed her name to Florida. She got married to a man named James.
Not them writing fandom for Addie.
Fan fiction for Addie Walker.
Not it being on the same one as Drag Race. They broke it down. Personality and facts, family and friends.
Yes. Imagine Addie or Jack. She would win out of all the American girls. It would be between her and the girl from Detroit. What's her name? Melody?
Oh, yeah. And Rue would be like, I love your antebellum fashions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the runway tonight, Addie, I think we've seen the silhouette before.
Yeah. Or she'll cut the dress like really short, you know what I'm saying? The apron. She'll do a little bit. I love the zhuzh that you added onto your classic look. You know, it would be Carson. Yeah. It would be Carson. I love the zhuzh.
Yeah, Michelle would continue hating it.
Yeah.
Ross would just be like, I hate this dress, but I love you.
I love you. He's like, you know who I'm obsessed with? You.
But yeah, it starts with Halo because she's dead. What'd you think, Jay? She was going to live happily ever after.
Maybe, nigga. Why can't we have a good ending? What's wrong with you? You part of the problem. Your Eurocentric viewpoints of what should happen.
Did you not read the beginning of the story? How do you think anything was going to be positive,
because,
happy?
You know, stuff can take a turn. What if
when in the history of America has anything took a turn for the better? I'll wait.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly. Nigga, I don't know. Why are you going to put doom and gloom on the goddamn
because she's dead,
book?
Jade. She was... It takes place
in
the 1800s.
No, I'm about to go get the goddamn last book. I'll be right back.
Not Jade expected Addie to live until, like, now. Like, she a golden girl. Oh my gosh, she really left to go get this damn book. This playlist is more shady than anything. Oh my gosh. Whew. Oh, well, it's not a... Oh, you can tell only why people made this list, because they know Jill Scott on it. You know, people who read Addie love Jill Scott. And foreign exchange.
And I'm black. Okay. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon that.
Mm-hmm.
Changes for Addie. Don't you start your shit.
She got the sugar.
Let's go to the very last chapter. Oh, look at the very last motherfucking sentences. And I read. Addie smiled down at her sister and asked, "Where we going, Esther?" Esther smiled back. "Home," she said. "That's right," said Addie. "We going home together."
That was about heaven.
Your black ass.
So, you know, black people refer to the beyond as home.
They're going home to be with their things.
Okay. They're going home to be with the Lord. L-A-W-D.
Noah's going to be so excited to find out. But that little nigga really did read ahead for me the other day, because when I brought up the white lady, she goes, "That's Miss Suzanne or Miss Caroline." I said, "How you know that?" She was like, "Because I looked."
Well, good for her for reading. Mm-hmm. Thought you about to, like, chastise her for reading.
I didn't. I held back my tongue. I said, she's not going to get the binge-watching lecture just yet, because this is about books.
Yeah.
Sorry, going back to early days. I'm eating.
Okay. Okay, they're going to give us 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
The next song on the list is also... So all these songs are more shady than anything.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out how Billie Eilish climbed the fuck up in this bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like I was telling the audience earlier, oh, you know why people made this list? Because if niggas made it, there'd at least be 3 Jill Scott songs. Mm-hmm. And there's none.
Oh, and there would be no Ariana Grande on here, nigga. Go ahead.
The Manuka community would wreak havoc.
I'm feeling that way.
The next song... is shady too, you know. It's Respect by Aretha. Because, you know, all her life, she's had to demand respect. You know, as most free people did.
Eddie, yeah. I got it.
Whoop. Like, y'all didn't respect little Esther when y'all had to, like, you know, escape to freedom.
No, they left that nigga at the house.
Esther, we could see your halo. See, exactly. It all ties together.
You're a terrible person.
I mean, it's fine. What is this song? Number three, like, Billie...
I don't even know any Billie Eilish music.
You know, I heard that one song, Bad Idea or whatever, because it sounds like a theme song to a fun cop comedy on UPN in 1998.
Let me look at this. Hold on. Let's see if this sounds like Addie.
No. Look at her. Do you think this would be anything Addie Beulah Walker would listen to? I'm assuming her middle name was Beulah.
No, I don't. She doesn't know who. She would actually curse what a Billie Eilish is.
Mm-hmm. 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 She looked like them people.
Let me look at this, because I really don't even know what this girl looks like.
Well, to be fair, she's had a glow up of sorts. Because before, she used to look like not what she looks like now. Let's just say that. You remember how, like, Gaga did that whole, like, glow up to, like, be Joanne or to be, you know, in the shadow?
Yeah.
I feel like because Billie Eilish won an Oscar, I feel like after that she felt like she needed to, you know, do the same thing.
How does she end up on the Addie playlist?
You know, I don't know. Why does Addie have a playlist? Let's start there.
And why did this listener find it?
Yeah. I mean, shout out to you.
I'm on the damn app. Okay, here we go. Let's see if this sounds Addie-ish.
Oh my gosh.
Oh hell no. Mm-mm. Yeah, no.
This ain't. Imagine Addie trying to escape to freedom. And this ethereal shit come on.
Addie don't want to hear that shit.
No. Addie want to listen to Young Baby Tate. Okay?
or Young Lele.
Yeah. LaKaylee. She don't want to listen to Billie Eilish.
Brooklyn Queen.
Yeah. Jungle Pussy. Any of those people. Not her.
Young Miami.
Saucy Santana. Anybody but
Rolling Ray.
Big Purr. Okay. Oh my gosh, don't die. The next song on this list is I'll Be Seeing You by Billie Holiday, which, okay.
In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way.
That's for Esther.
Yeah, it is. Or if it's about, like, revenge. You know, it's about her setting fire to the field, you know.
Nah, that's not a set fire to the field kind of ditty.
No.
I didn't need to hear it no more. I
was like, it's not an arson kind of tune. No.
That was pleasant. That was about seeing Esther again.
Yeah, it was. I Sam miss you, old Betty. Friend. Yeah. The next one then is Everything Is Everything by Miss Lauryn Hill.
I mean, was this like when she was learning how to read? Or were they running? Dun, 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 dun.
Imagine the little record needle going through the field.
TV adaptation. And they're literally her and her mother. Because you know these shows like Lovecraft Country. They wanted to put some modern music. So imagine her and her mother running through the fields, running through the woods to Lauryn Hill's Everything Is Everything.
Right. And it's all like, it's like scratching and niggas is like falling out in like the main house, trying to light a candle and shit and fuck around and die.
Right. Journey Smollett somewhere there.
Being herself, being Eve, because she played Eve in that movie, in that show.
I don't see that. Why you bring up that role of?
That's the first thing I thought of. So now, don't get me wrong, that show was a little weird. That shit was not for me. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about? Eve's Bayou?
No, Lovecraft.
Oh, what was Journey. Her name on there? It was. Motherfucking Letitia.
Okay. So. sure. Please. So I saw episode. It was just so. I was like, this is not. I saw the episode that Monet was on.
You can't and I watch was it. Like, you can't watch it like that.
No. Here is my. I used to think that way. I used to think that way until. I was like, well, when people submit for the Emmys, they only submit 1 to 2 episodes. So I am my own academy and I choose which she gets, you know, who gets the DeLo. You know what I mean?
Please shut so up.
I get to vote and choose. Okay. The audience is always listening.
What is this, so the hateful awards? What the fuck is it?
The DeLo Awards. Nigga, it is for excellence in entertaining Xavier DeLo.
And DeLo is a French patois for hateful.
A fucking cunt.
Oh, God. Wrong episode to be laughing at.
So, next on the playlist. first of all, I'm going to skip this because nobody should ever. Why would. It's Save Your Tears by The Weeknd and Ariana Grande.
That goes right on with that Billie Eilish bullshit.
Yeah. So we're going to skip over that. But this one deserves to be on a playlist. If there's supposed to be a playlist for a woman who was in the 1800s post-slavery.
I'm too high. I'm too high. I'm coming down.
Well, that's too high. But... The song is Higher Ground.
Oh, it is Higher Ground. Damn. I thought it was too high.
Same album, though.
Higher Ground was about when her and her mother almost drowned in that river.
Higher ground. Ready. That's that was. She got to get to safety.
That was that portion of the TV adaptation, executive produced by Jaden XD. American Girls will sue us.
Okay, HBO Max Original Girl. No, it'd have to be on. It'd have to be on Netflix.
I don't want your filthy hands touching our project.
Oh my gosh!
This is history.
Oh my gosh! They'd have like. Oh my gosh! We had like an anthology, like a dark American Girl series. Like one of the white girls would probably be like a murderous Stepford wife.
Or what if it was like a what if it was like an American Girl's version of Pretty Little Liars?
Ooh, that's very like Robot Chicken tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
What? Start the car.
Fuck. Let's take another break and we'll be back after these messages.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
So I'm sure at this point that no one's really surprised that I got another doll because I have no self-control and a credit card, so I bought another one. Either way, I finally have Addie. I was so excited. I keep thinking about her and knowing that I was going to order her eventually, and I just had her on my mind constantly, so I decided to just go ahead and buy her. So here she is. She's adorable. I am completely excited.
And we're black. Talking about Addie Walker. Of American Girl doll fame. The next song on the playlist is Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman.
I think this is... I actually have no clue where this goes.
You know, I don't like it because why does she have to have all of the weight and the pressures of women on her shoulders because she wants to say, I'm every woman? Why you got to put that on the playlist? She is not your mule.
What did that meme say?
Pay her for her labor.
I'm not every woman. It's not all in me. Anything you want done, baby, do it yourself.
Okay. Hell.
Ooh, the internet is an amazing place. Okay, so let's skip right on. Okay, I'm thoroughly confused by this next track. First and foremost, why the fuck is Corinne Bailey Rae on the motherfucking playlist?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then how in the fuck does Girl Put Your Records On go with...
I mean...
Addie never became a musician. She never.
But I mean, sometimes you gotta let your hair down, even during times of strife and adversity. Slaves had fun, Jade.
Don't motherfucking. Don't come over here with that bullshit, nigga. I know we had jubilees and shit, nigga. I know we danced around the fire and ate okra stew, nigga. Okay? I know what the fuck happened.
I'm just trolling. But ain't no shit was sweet, so I don't even know why the fuck this song was on.
Why?
I'm just trolling. Oh my gosh.
Black British people hate us.
Yeah.
They make fun of the slavery.
Right. Just because they all affiliated by proxy.
I'm just playing, y'all, okay? Some of y'all just hate kidding. Us.
kidding. Not all. Some.
Because somebody came the other day and they were like, there were some black Brits who knew the song was by Silk. And I was like, yeah, nigga, that's why I said some. I always say some, nigga. I always say some.
Tend to.
And you know some of you black British people hate us. and make fun of our slavery and police brutality.
Which is so wild because... Because
all we did was make fun of your food.
Right, nigga, like... Oh, we just said y'all was funny for eating beans for breakfast. All of a sudden, we ain't shit because that's why y'all get shot every 28 minutes. Like, well, damn, bitch.
Wait, like, all I said was beans on toast, bitch. Shit.
Right. Now you got to bring my mama into it.
Not you verbally sniping me, ho. Like,
right. Gosh. Humble. Like, humble your beans, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Humble your blood sausage, bitch.
Yeah. Humble your pudding. How about that? So the next song.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. The next song, I'm assuming this is when she decided to, like, leave or escape.
Maybe they escaped in fall.
Yeah. September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They were running in the earth, wind, and the fire.
Mm-hmm. On the 21st day of September.
Anytime I heard her mother talk, do you remember?
Yes. The 21st night of September. The song reads like a damn slave narrative, too. Do you remember the 21st night of September? Mm-hmm. It's very descriptive. The clouds were swinging, and children were doing other stuff. Whatever it says in the song.
Mm-hmm. Remember, as we ran the night away.
I totally lied, and I dragged this playlist for no reason because there's definitely a Jill Scott song on this thing.
Oh, absolutely, nigga. I was just waiting for you to get to it and discover it. I'm begging my freedom, putting it in my stroll. I'll be high-stepping, y'all, letting the joy unfold. I'm confused by the choice, though.
I'm not.
Like, I feel like they should have put celibacy blues on there or something for mom. She lost her whole nigga. Nobody focus on that. Baby daddy.
Is it really a loss?
Like this. Block, stay hot.
That might be dead weight. Literally. You know.
Like that baby.
Yeah.
No, because remember, he was supposed to. That's why they had to lead a baby, because he was supposed to help carry her. She's like, nah, that nigga ain't here.
Well, see, and they're carrying that nigga too. That's even less dead weight. Women, get to your own freedom. It is a cautionary tale about getting free.
Okay, true. All right, fair.
That's also free. What happened to Handmaid's Tale when fucking June fucking around with Black Brit.
You right. And then she linked back up with Luke. And it was like, damn, nigga, you could go away.
Yeah. You should just be with, you know, what's his face in Gilead.
I know. June, you could just really start a whole new life. You lost that kid and lost that nigga. Like,
yeah.
Start over, queen.
Yeah, exactly. Hands free. No vibes. Yeah, but Jill Scott, Golden.
Another why the fuck is this on? A Lana Del Rey song?
Like, well, no, I can see why Jill Scott's Golden is on here, because what is that, it's about? Like
After Freedom. AF.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know. Wouldn't you live your life like it's golden after you got free and learn how to read?
I would try to anyway, nigga. You know, America didn't change.
Oh, no. You know, she got free. She moved up north. She moved to Chicago. She met a man named James, and they got married, and they had several kids. You know, JJ, you know, Thelma. And,
what is your obsession with the name James? I saw your fucking tweet the other day about Samaj.
Because these sissies be named Samaj, Jade. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these homosexual drag names that ain't drag.
My name is Samaj Richard. Your name is James Richards.
Okay. My point.
All right, you're right. Okay, this one is like really funny to me for no reason. It's Etta James at last.
At last, my love has come along.
Why, Addie wasn't allowed to find love?
Did she even? It don't look like she did in these books, nigga. Are we about to write Addie fan fiction? Because I'm down for
no. It's bad enough I have Moonlight fan fiction. I'm not writing fan fiction about a slave tale, a fictional slave tale. That's right. Another thing. Who writes these books? White people?
Yes, you know it too.
Oh God.
You know that.
Oh God. Oh God!
I don't even know why. Why did I even ask?
I don't even know why I asked
the
either.
Fucking books,
that is the worst question ever.
Who's the author? They only see the see. This is how you really know because they don't even have no author on here. The author is the American Girls Collection. Let me look here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
That's
oh,
why.
Excuse me, by Connie Porter. All right, let's look this bitch up. Who the fuck is
Connie? That could go either way.
Yeah, it really could, but I have a feeling she drives a Prius. Oh, wait! Okay.
Oh.
She blocked from Buffalo. Shut up.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay. I wonder if she knows Tatiana Janine. Like, y'all can't. I will say, y'all can.
Okay, let me look here.
See, again, we have to update our calendars.
Oh, Connie Porter?
I didn't know. Okay. That a black woman wrote the Addie series.
Okay, all right. So far, we got more Connie Porter, so I'm opening each one. Don't try to slip no white woman in here because Connie's in the majority of them either. Oh, Addie saves the day. It's got American flags in the background. Oh, whoa. Connie Porter.
I mean, you know, she had an assignment.
Okay, Connie Porter, a black woman, wrote the Addie series.
How about that?
Update the black calendar.
Update the black calendar.
Yeah. Connie Porter, and she's still with us. Uh-huh.
Oh, she is?
Yes, she is.
Is she still writing Addie fiction?
She's 62, nigga, probably not. But
you can still write at 62. That's young.
Oh, I would just be oh, you know what? Because I know regular black people who'd be like, I'm ready to retire.
Oh yeah, same. Well, my mother cannot wait until 65. Ooh, she is inching and right waiting.
She received the whole Addie doll collection from American Girl because she wrote the series. She better the fuck have. That's the least you. Okay.
Hold on. Wait a minute. That's what she got as compensation.
No, I don't think that's compensation. I think they are noting that better not the fuck be the compensation. I will riot.
I will set fire to the rain, damn
nigga,
it.
I will add 2 Chainz Riot to this motherfucking playlist.
Okay. No, there's no way. There's no way.
No,
she's got to have it paid.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. She probably retired off of writing these motherfuckers. Let's look. List of published books.
Well, in the meantime, they have...
Wait, she wrote new ones. The last one was written in 2003. Addie Summer Place. Addie got a summer home, nigga. Look at her coming
Jackie, Addie moved to Maryland. Okay.
Addie of Potomac.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Can you imagine if one of the Potomac housewives was the descendant of Addie?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, nigga, I didn't know there were new Addie books.
Well, 2003 ain't new.
It's newer than 1991.
That's true.
Okay, go ahead, Connie. Look, if she only wrote, she wrote 13 books. That means she is good and rich off of just these books.
That's hella iconic, though.
It really is.
Just be like, you know, I wrote the Addie doll series.
Or her child being like, my mother wrote the Addie American Girl series.
The first black stories, too, on there.
I think I'm very hyped to find out that white people did not write it, because I really thought they did.
Me too. Because my mother had the doll. I remember her getting the doll. And I don't know. See, this is kind of all her fault. Because I remember her trying to, like, make me read these books and, like, be into this doll. And I was like, girl, I am a boy. I am not trying to be in the mix of this doll. But mm-hmm. I remember reading the books early. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you rereading them with Addie with Noah now, it's like, oh, a refresher. Because I'm like, I don't remember that now, but...
Yeah, and then, nigga, I'm getting the new ones. We gonna read those, too.
They got, like, Nina Simone. Of course they have Nina Simone on this playlist.
Oh, let me look. Let me go back to this playlist. Of course they got Summertime. Who was that who said the other time, can y'all please stop making these songs sexy?
Yo, I am so tired of Gen Z turning like "Hush, Somebody's Calling My Name" and shit into like a TikTok challenge.
I know, or they'll be hush, somebody's calling my name.
Exactly.
Mad arms.
They end up doing like some DJ remix with like Megan on it.
I said, hush, somebody's calling my name. And I'm coming to
the- right. Or they remix it with fucking like Hot Boys by Missy Elliott. God, I hate the internet.
Who when Chloe did it, it was fine. She did it, you know.
It wasn't fine then. It was no.
Nina Simone's granddaughter said, fuck y'all niggas. She would have loved this shit.
Well, you know, Nina Simone was a little...
Right. But I can't imagine. I don't know. Ella Fitzgerald. I don't know. Anyway, they had the nerve to put Alicia Keys on this fucking playlist. Still when I'm a mess, I still put on a vest with an S on my chest. Oh, yes, I'm a super woman.
I mean, you know, you have to steal a way to freedom. Steal a man, you know.
When is this lady going to... When is she going to live down this shit? I don't even think that lady did anything like that. I think she just got caught up in the middle.
No, I think Mashonda got caught up in the middle. And I think Mashonda had to pivot in a way... that nobody has ever had to pivot before.
Yes. Mashonda was the most inconvenienced in this. Absolutely. I'm just wondering.
Don't these niggas
have a kid
depiction.
That just plays college ball? I'm just wondering how long she got to...
That little nigga is grown.
I'm just wondering how long...
People kill me like with Shaq and like Shondi got divorced or whatever, or like when Tammy and them, they were talking about like getting divorced or whatever. You know, we did it for the kids. I'm like, your kids are 28.
Yeah.
You know?
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Do it for the damn kids.
Why is Alina Baraz Pretty Thoughts on this playlist? She doesn't have time to like have vibes and like drink tea.
Why is Gallant on this? Is that how you say his name? Gallant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the car.
Like my old crimson wave. Oh, shit. Let's see.
And then they had TLC's Waterfall.
Which is That's really the fuck quiet.
I'm sorry. Girl, don't go chase the waterfalls. Don't get too big for your britches.
Are they telling them not to run? Why is this on here?
Girl, don't read, girl.
Oh, and now they really disrespected her because they put Chance the Rapper on here.
Oh, damn.
With Kanye West.
Yeah. I gotta...
In Chicago West.
Oh, yeah. What are his kids?
And they ended with the sad white girl at the party.
Mm-hmm.
The sad white girl from the song. The Scars to Your Beautiful song that they play in Sephora.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor.
Mm-hmm. The Scars to Your Beautiful. You know, they always play anytime you walk into the Sephora. It's some shit like that playing.
Oh.
The sad girl from the party song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out how that fits with her.
Addie didn't have self-esteem issues, nigga. She just was running. She was running.
Because it's like, she was running. Because imagine, I'm trying to think of like Addie like sitting at a party. Like talking about, I don't want to be here.
All these little niggas was blowing weed around me, and I was just trying to be.
Right.
Child, this is a goddamn mess, and I'm irritated with whoever made this playlist.
I hate every little bit of this.
Let me see. Who put this on here? But we thank you. Hold on. Let me pull her name up. At Trail by the Pound. Trelly Trail from New Orleans.
From New Orleans.
Oh, she's a frontline worker. She's a nurse.
Thank you
for your services. But shout out to Trail by the Pound for putting us on to this terrible Addie playlist. She know exactly what Jaden XD is all about. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to our Patreon and YouTube channel. All links and Discord. Ooh, that's where the mess lives. So everything can be found in our link tree, which can be found in any description box wherever you're listening. And yeah, that's it.
We'll see y'all niggas next week.
Bye.
Yes, we're moving.